Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
We got to talk about this, the royal wedding. We're going to just basically dive right into this and then move on. But geez, did you watch it? It turns out like 600 million people around the world watched it. Crazy amount. My wife and partly me was partly watching it. We were sitting there watching a TV series on Netflix, and my wife's like, no, I really want to watch the royal wedding. I'm okay, let's watch it. We flick over, and then she goes, actually, I just really want to see the dress, which after speaking to Renee this morning, I think was a common thing with a lot of the ladies just wanting to see what she was wearing. That ended up turning into watching a bit of the ceremony. A couple of highlights. The kids were adorable. They were having a lot of laughs. The page boys' grin has gone viral. If he was smiling very ecstatically behind Meghan Markle as she was walking down the aisle. A couple of other things that have gone pretty viral is Harry mouthing some words to his brother. No one knows exactly what he said. Some people think he said that she looked beautiful. Some people thinking that he dropped a curse word. But either way, pretty funny. We saw a lot of people in attendance, a lot of famous people, of course. But the person that really did steal the show was definitely this man, Reverend Michael Curry. This guy was meant to do a sermon. I don't know how much time they gave him on the clock, but this is how a little bit of it went.
Everything in the scriptures, everything that God has been trying to tell the world, love God, love your neighbors, and while you're at it, love yourself. No. If you cannot preach like Peter,
I'll just keep it. He's going to keep going anyway. He actually went for 16 minutes, which is a crazy, crazy long amount of time. A lot of people have loved it and hated it. A bit of mixed reviews. But a lot of people have definitely been loving the reactions of it. As the camera was panning around, you can see a lot of the royal family not knowing exactly how to take it. I don't think they've ever had anyone as bright and bubbly in the church for quite some time. So, very funny. Definitely a memorable wedding if you saw it and you enjoyed it. Hopefully you had a good time. In the West Australian Today, they've actually got a 16-page kind of thing you can keep with photos and stuff. I know a lot of people do that. But as far as this show goes, that's it. We've talked about it. Let's move on. Hey, brand new study has found that pop music these days has gotten sadder, but also more danceable, if that is possible. I was pretty surprised to learn about this. Now, they did a study, over 500,000 songs released in Australia between 1985 and 2015, labelling them all with their mood. And since then, they found that in the later years, that the songs that were being released were a little bit more depressing, a little bit more on the sadder side, but you could get your move on too. Now, I had to listen to some of the different radio stations while I was on break, and this is one song that I heard that I don't know if this quite fits the bill, but geez, it's depressing.
I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. I just want to die.
That is, I'm not joking, a legit song from Alessia Cara and Khaled. I hope I'm saying that right. Khaled? I don't know. But that is legit. Like, I don't want to live. I think it's something to do with, like, suicide prevention or whatnot. But, geez, what a full-on song. I don't know if I could quite be dancing to that one. I think I might just stick with our classic hits we've got here on Triple M. Yes, I'm back after the week off. Had a great week. I tried to be a little bit productive, kind of, and clean up the house a little bit. But one of the things I wanted to do was do something, actually. Have something to show for the end of the week off. I don't know why, like little goals. And I decided to give diamond art a try. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's almost like a paint by numbers kind of deal. But what you do is you get these little diamond-y little plastic things and you stick them onto the right numbers. And then from there, you're meant to make some kind of form of a picture. I bought one of these ones from Wish. It's like eBay, but it's like real cheap, nasty stuff from Asia. Well, I bought one of them from that and gave it a crack. And it wasn't terrible. I wasn't too bad at it. The picture itself looks pretty average. That's not my fault. I think I stuck to the numbers, but definitely something worth trying if you want to kind of get your mind going to something else. I'm one of those people that can't really turn off when it comes to work. I constantly am checking my work emails even when I'm away. So it was kind of cool to do something like that. But what happened was on the first day I started doing it. And then the second day, I was like, yep, I'll do a little bit more of it. So I maybe did like an eighth of it. And then, like, the last 2 days, I was like, oh, no, my time is off. You know, it's almost running out. I'm always have to go back to work. I better finish this thing. So instead of it being kind of a relaxing, take my mind off things kind of a piece of art, it ended up turning into, like, a mad panic to hurry up and get it finished before I had to come back to work. So I did get it finished. I'll put it up on the Facebook page for you to have a look at. You can tell me how skillful I am. Average at best, I think. But in saying that, I might give it another crack a bit later on. But essentially, it was a paint-by-numbers thing. Kind of hard to mess up.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
I've got now on the line Felicity Sun. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, let's take a deep look into the stars.
Well, here's your star guide for the week. Taurus, don't stick your hand in any public bins this week. Gemini, don't trust a Leo. They're plotting against you with every breath. If they invite you anywhere, bring something sturdy with which you can defend yourself. Cancer, you're 23% more likely to lock yourself in a freezer this week. Leo, the stars think that Geminis have been looking a little down lately. Do something nice for them. Throw them a party, maybe even for their birthday, but make it a surprise. Virgo, today you will find yourself in a very difficult or very fantastic position involving a family member or a person with a face. Libra, your star signs prediction last week was the most important you ever received. You will do well to continue following its advice. Scorpio, a major complication for your best friend's mother's cousin's boss's boyfriend this week. Not really anything to report for you, though. Sagittarius, avoid standing still for long periods of time this week as you may attract birds. Not the cute kind, the ones that really need to poop kind. Capricorn, the stars found your soulmate, but your soulmate lives on a planet in a distant galaxy we won't discover for 1,000 years. But they're there. Aquarius, blame Jupiter for your misfortunes this week. Pisces, your lucky number is 5,319,760.222478 squared. Aries, you have the best hair of all the star signs this week.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Felicity Sun.
Anytime, Alan.
That there is Felicity Sun. Hopefully some wisdom in there for you. More than likely, probably not. Bayview Bar has done it again. For the second year running, they are the host of the best steak sandwich. How good is that? Now, the secret to it, obviously being a good cut of meat, that's probably the first part. But also they cook it in like a garlic butter as well. Broome, that was in contention, Cervantes as well, and Lancelin were all the front runners in the top four. But Bayview Bar ended up taking out the win at the Merriwell on Saturday. So well done to them. Very, very cool. What I find a bit surprising is that the Perth one that won has a lamb steak sandwich. I don't know. When I hear steak sandwich, I don't think lamb. So I don't know. Is that controversial? I really don't know. But anyway, I'll probably get Aaron to give this one a go, actually. I might send him in there. It's his birthday today. He's not here today. He's actually filling in for the Central Wheat Belt. But I think he would enjoy this more than anyone else's steak sandwich. So we might have to hook him up with that.
The Triple M Street Patrol.
Yes, Renee is out on the streets once again in the Triple M Street Patrol. Hello, Renee.
Hello, Alan.
I actually bumped into you last week when I had that week off. I bumped into you in Perth.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, I saw you at Solo. I just quickly thought, see that I've got you on air now, I'd bring up the story of what you did to ruin a few people's evenings.
Are you talking about when I knocked over your drink down the stairs?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm a really clumsy person, and I was trying to find a seat, and I saw you, and I was like, oh, damn, there's not any seats at the top of the cinema, and my mum was like, come down here, Renee. So I walked down, but as I've done that, I've just clean kicked your drink.
Mm-hmm.
All down the stairs.
Two rows. It sprayed over two rows. It was pretty funny. I had a bit of a laugh. The poor kid in front of me, but he was covered in it all over his left arm. He was rubbing it. Like the whole movie, he was sitting there just having to deal with it. So, yeah. Well done, Renee. You ruined that poor kid's night.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I know.
I got it all down the stairs. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I just walked off.
Yeah, you ran off. You sheepishly ran away. Well, anyway, Renee, thank you.